Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
People
waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Start conference. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the information superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, Good Friday, April 10, 2020. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. I know some of y'all are surprised.
especially since, you know, CIA gave us the day off, but Ray didn't want to take it, as we can see. So he's a workaholic. You guys already know that. But we are here. It's Good Friday. So let's have some good news. Okay, Ray, you give him the good news, I'll give him the bad news.
Okay. Let's see. I guess we'll start with the update that we had on Thursday. Prime Minister Designate Al Zarfi announced on Thursday that he is stepping down from forming the Iraqi government. Mustafa al-Kazimi, spelled three or four different ways now, has now been chosen to become the next Prime Minister Designate with a new set of 30 days to form his cabinet if he takes that long. And that was it for the updates that went out on Thursday.
Hold on
now
that
takes us to today's continuation.
Okay. All right, somebody just sent me something. Sorry, guy sent me some birthday gifts that he promised to send to me. I haven't received yet. But anyway, we'll go on with that. Okay, so it's Good Friday, so I'm going to give you guys a little bit of bad news, and then we're going to go uphill from there. So let's do that. The bad news is, the bank people are still sitting at home. They are sitting at home. They're not at the centers. And that's that. That's all the bad news I have to give you today. The good news is everything that Ray said, what we sent out, they do have a new designated prime minister. And we sent that out. And I sent the article out so you guys could actually read it for yourselves yesterday and understand it. So you can see exactly who he is, exactly who wanted him, and why they wanted him. So he is a Maliki guy, worked at Maliki. He is the intel chief or former spy chief, as you want to say. Every organization, with the exception of one, FAR, has endorsed him. And the one thing, they're not endorsing him, but they're not going against him until they see if he's going to do what he says he's going to do as far as ministers' agreement and those things. So he's pretty much locked in, which is a good thing. Even the U.S. has put out a statement accepting him. Now, Maliki wanted him. Amiri wanted him. Iran wanted him. Everybody else is accepting him. The U.S. is saying he's okay because he's been working with us for years, just like the last guy. But this guy's a spy chief, so they think they can trust spies. Why? We already know. But he's done some things for the U.S. already, and he's saying he's going to do some things for the U.S., which is get the guns off the street in Iraq with those people. He's going to make Iraq a sovereign country. You see, he's going to do the reforms that the people want, and he's going to make some agreements with the U.S. during the meeting in June. So everybody's pretty much happy right now. That's a good thing right now, today. His government that he has to put together, he's basically already put it together, naming names. He says a few of them may change. But he's laid that out for everybody to see. He said he's going to submit it either this week, he said, or the following week. So within the next 2 weeks, he said he will submit his government and things will go on. That's a very, very good thing for us. Now, here's something else that's really good. This is the last time they can submit any names. This is it. So that he gets accepted now or he doesn't matter. In 30 days, Selah will take over. So we are 30 days from the end of this part, any way you look at it, and that's good news. So it could be even less than that. They are going to submit the emergency budget, and we already talked about what it deals with, just paying people and paying the bills. So that should go through pretty fast. They are saying that they will do their normal budget during the month of May at no less than $30 oil price. No less than 30, could be more, and anything over 30, they're saying, is a surplus. But they're going to submit their budget at the $30. Now, how do we get to the $30 is the question, or even the $40 that was mentioned last week, or where I said I think they need to be and probably will be. The other good news is, yes, Russia, Saudi Arabia came to a deal. They're going to cut. They wanted the U.S. included in there. Mexico was included in there. They're going to cut their production. They were supposed to cut it by, I think, 4 million or 400,000 barrels a day. They agreed to do 1.3 million, something close to there. As long as the U.S. would do some, and the U.S. agreed to reduce production by 250,000 barrels per day. All that's good news. So there was four things we were looking for. Oil to come back and help the economy, which you'll see over the weekend because the markets are closed today. So agreements in place. The G20 is meeting today. Should be some announcements over the weekend. When the market opens on Sunday, Monday, we should see oil going up and the economy going up again, which is great. The stabilization of Iraq with this last guy, and everybody knows he's the last chance they get, but everybody is publicly saying that's the guy we want. He's already allocating their positions, even giving the FAR a ministerial position, which again helps us release that one person in there that we know we wanted from before, and the minister, and everybody else. Sorry. He is publicly saying he's going to do away with any influence outside of Iraq. That's what he's saying. But we've had these discussions before. Okay? Watch what they do, not what they say. Because they will say anything. They will say anything. It's what they do that makes the difference. Or lets you know who's being truthful or not. And that's what we wait to see. But right now, today is a good day. We got oil. We got a minister one way or the other coming. We know the budget, emergency budget's coming out. We've already announced the other budget is coming out in May. Not tomorrow, not next week, not as soon as they announce he's done. Because let's be realistic, it's not going to happen like that. Every administration wants to make changes, just like we did. They're going to make some changes. And they're going to base it again on $30. But that means it's still going, and they know what programs they want to cut out and what they want to add already. So the fight and the struggle isn't going to be as much or as hard because they already had a budget agreed upon. Now they'll make the adjustments. Everything should go. The one thing we're waiting on and we can't control, nobody can control, and nobody's controlling this is the virus, okay? So let's look at it. Iraq is still on lockdown. They're telling their people right now, if you were getting manual payments, they're telling all the banks, all the government agencies, if you were still doing manual payments, you need to switch to electronic payment to the MasterCard, the K card, or the Visa card, because that's how they're going to pay out. Point on, and it says due to the virus. That's how we're going to pay out. That's how we're going to pay salaries. So if you haven't switched, you need to switch to get paid this month, which again is a good thing because once the RV happens, it makes it that much easier to adjust all the prices everywhere. So a lot of good things happening. We can say we're on our way. We just have to bide our time. But right now, everything's going, again, except the virus. Iraq can't control it. The U.S. can't control it. because the globe can't control it. Everybody's trying to, but it's going to go through its own time, and we're doing the things we need to do, slow it down. Hopefully it all comes to a halt. But right now there are some states in the U.S. that are stopping people at the borders, Utah. So they're stopping everybody that comes across that state line. Why are you here? Where are you going to be? What are you going to do while you're here? That's what they're doing now. So does that sound like we're freely going? No. There are other states that are just going into lockdown. You can look at Philadelphia, New Jersey, Louisiana. They haven't even got hit their hardest yet. So they're still locking people down, closing bank doors, everything else, trying to prevent getting hit as hard as New York did and everybody else. So those are ongoing and will be for some time. Right now, our administration here, not even worried about Iraq, but even here, are trying to say they're going to open the economy back up, but they're looking at the middle of May to do that. They can't do it next week. They can't even do it this month, and they already know it. So they're looking at the middle of May. Hopefully, they can open the economy back up, start sending some people back to work is what they're trying to do. Now, even though they're setting dates and time frames, they don't control it until the virus is controlled. And that's people staying at home, following the guidelines, them working to do the things they're doing. We are hearing about a slowdown in certain places, and unfortunately, if you guys watch the news, which I hope you do anyway, just the global news and just see what's going on, the U.S. is the worst right now. If you look at it, we have more cases, more deaths than China had, and they had it first. And everybody knows it. All the things are coming out. We knew it back in November, December. Intel knew it. Administration knew it. Nobody took it serious. Here we are. We have more cases than Italy had. Italy had it before we did. The highest death rate, but we still have more cases than they do. We have more cases than Japan, China, all the Asian countries where this virus supposedly started at. So right now we're the largest, unfortunately. It's still growing. We're waiting till we reach the peak. And when we do, because the rest of the country, the rest of the globe is going to have to wait for us to reach our peak to start opening up the global economy. They have to. So we don't see this really happening until then. People can't go to banks. The banks still aren't freely letting people in. They aren't really setting up appointments. They have their exchange guys and their call center guys sitting at home. Nobody's going to risk that until it's absolutely safe, which makes sense. They're especially not going to risk $18 an hour, $20 an hour employees to get us rich, having risked their lives or get contract this virus. So we are doing good. Everything else, the other three things that we need are now taking place, and we can see not light at the end of the tunnel, but we can see the end of the tunnel with all three of those. We know by mid-May because the new guy only has to the 9th of May to form his government, period. His 30 days is up. He's saying he's not even going to take that long. I'm going to submit it. We're going to vote. That problem's going to be over, and we're going to go on to the budget because that's our most pressing thing, because right now the Iraq economy is failing. We know what we need to do to fix it, so we need to go ahead and do it. So May is looking really, really good for us, for the middle of May to the end of May, actually depending on what we do, how much control we have over this and where we are with the coronavirus, as well as Iraq and other countries. But other countries are slowing down now for some reason a lot faster than we are. Well, because they had less cases, because they took control of it before we did, if you guys are paying attention. They did some things they needed to do. Their numbers are going down, been going down for the last 3 days. Not just their deaths, but their infections also. Ours are still continuing to climb. But as soon as we change it, then we can see our way to safely put our own people back on the streets, go to the bank and do that. So that's our only bad spot. Over the course of the last 48, 72 hours or the next 48, 72 hours, it's going to be obvious to everybody when you see the numbers. We all have something to get excited about and then we finally have a clear direction of when we're going and when we should get to the end of this. So it's Good Friday and it's good news. So let's make it happen, Ray.
Okay. Let's see. First question. THJ. Been talking about the contract rates for years. Can you give us an idea of the number of contract rates that will be given out, percentage of the internet group?
Can I tell you what percentage of the internet group will get the contract rate? Do I know what percentage of the internet group will get the contract rate? I know what percentage our deal was made with. I know what we agreed on with the last two administrations. I know it was there and it should continue to be there. And no, I cannot tell you what it is. I've been telling you for years that it was more than I ever thought it would be. So I thought it was a good deal when I said, okay. And that is what happened for you guys who wasn't here when we are the people together and we started doing what we were doing. And I had some discussions and it was a proposal and unfortunately, I mean, I thought it was a great proposal. I still think it is based on the contract rate. I mean, everybody's going to be able to exchange, but the contract rate itself, where the limits were, is great. And I can tell you that probably everybody that can hear my voice right now and everybody that has been a part of not just TNT but the internet group will have an availability to get the contract rate if they move. So I think it will correct, depending on, I don't know how much money each individual has, but I know the percentage of it overall should be great enough to take care of us. Not everybody that has it, not 10 million people, but it should be enough to take care of us, all getting the contract rate if that's what we want. Okay, what's next?
IFY says, Ramadan is a couple of weeks away. Isn't Ramadan a 30-day holiday?
I don't know. You have to ask somebody who does Ramadan. I don't know exactly 30
okay.
days. I don't even know
Okay, I was just going to add the rest of that while you're answering. So if the new nominee is approved, then would Iraqi parliament work through the holiday? However many days it is? Would they work through the holiday, I guess, is the main question.
Okay. I think they're going to get the budget done regardless, holiday or not. They have worked through holidays. Ramadan doesn't shut the entire country down. Government, it shuts them down during the day. They still work at night. They still eat after the sun goes down, everything else. It does not stop production. There's no country that shuts down 30 days and doesn't do anything. That's not going to happen. And I don't even know if they're, well, I'm sure they're going to do it. But what effect is going to have if the virus is still here on that? Because during Ramadan, you know, people from Iran and all the surrounding countries, they come in and do something. So I don't know if any of those things are going to happen this year with what's going on. But regardless, if it does or it doesn't, it won't affect whether the RV happens. And you got to remember, all they got to do is make the announcement, pass the budget. They are electronic right now. They flip a switch and everybody's rate changes. And that's why they've been trying to get everybody on the debit cards and be digital. So that's not going to have an effect on it one way or the other. Okay.
As the years have gone by and more people are hearing about the dinar currency reset, we have heard there were 7 million speculators here in the U.S. Then the other day that someone thought it was up to 50 million. What have you heard is the latest number of people in this speculation?
Only number I heard was 10 million people, not 50 million. I don't know that it is 50 million people. The most I've ever heard was 10 million people, and that was years ago. I mean, it could have been. There's people who've come and gone. People who sold their dinar. People who said, oh, I've been hearing it for years. I'm not going to do it. Good luck to you guys. This and that. So I don't think they're coming on that fast or it has grown that large to 50 million people. Nobody who knows the numbers, which we were getting the numbers from Washington, D.C. at the time, Treasury Department, government officials, Homeland Security, because they were all kind of tracking it. So, no, we don't have that. I've never heard 50 million people have the number. Never.
Okay. Pilot Jim says, is the contract rate contingent on oil prices or what?
No. It's not contingent on oil prices. That's why the contract rate is going to be available regardless of the price of oil. Oil can go up to $70, $80. The contract rate would still be the same. It could go down to $25. And if they RV, the contract rate is going to be the same because the contract rate is based on the China, Iraq deal, China, U.S. Treasury deal, nothing based on the price. And it's over a 30-year process. So that's not going to be affected.
Okay. It looks like that's it for the printed questions. We'll go live. 281 area code. You're first on the list.
Hello, Ray and Tony. How you guys doing today?
I'm fantabulous.
I'm super fantastic.
Nth degree. Good. And yourself?
I'm good, good. Well, I do have a question or two. Mr. Tony,
I'm
I know
not surprised. But go ahead.
Now you get started already. All right. So I know you said that this would be their last time that they can, and I think I missed part of what that last part was. Was that were you talking about the last time that they can submit the cabinet, or what did I miss on that? I wanted to make sure I understood what you said.
Okay. So, let me see here. What did I say? I said...
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to read this whole thing that I got from this morning, okay? All right. So, Zarqawi made a deal with Kazami, however you say his name, that he would step down if Kazami would keep in place the cabinet that Zarqawi had picked. That's why his cabinet is ready to be presented to Parliament, which will pass because if Parliament fails this time, all those corrupt will be dismantled, the parliament will be dissolved, and elections take place. So Kazami will pass. He said, we're just afraid of his ties to Iran and Maliki. But we wait to see. He said, there'll be no revalue anytime soon. They're going ahead with the emergency budget to fund day-to-day operations through May. So that's the information they sent me from Iraq this morning. Now, today they said this is the last time that Parliament or the members can submit a name because at the end of this 30 days, Saleh takes over, Parliament is dismantled, and they'll have to vote from that point on for the entire government if they get to there. That's the information I have.
Okay. Well, hopefully they will do it, you know, get it done. So with the oil prices, getting ready to go back up, that if it goes at least, you said, to $30 or more, then the rates that we've been quoted over the last several years, we should still be able to get those rates in those the contracts that they've already signed. Is that correct?
Okay. The contracts are signing the contract rate, which is $28.50.
Right.
That's a lot.
But the market
rate. Okay.
Yeah.
The market rate, which I said, I thought we need to be at $40 because that's where they were at when they developed the budget, and it went up to 56. They're saying the new budget that they're going to do in May will be no less than $30. Not that it won't be $40, but it said no less than $30. So I think the economy coming up, the price of oil, because it will be up in May versus what it is right now, because we'll be looking at June contracts, that we should be able to come out at about the same rate, if not the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, all right. Everything looks like it's on track, so I'm hoping it stays on track and we can get in and out of this bank before the end of, I would say, the summer. We could be in and out of there. So, well, thank you, sir.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great June, I think. And if we can all go back on the streets around that time frame, because I tell you guys, even though they were telling publicly the end of April, and May, they had already told federal employees they weren't going back until May 31st. So they knew that ahead. Now, can all that change? Yeah. I mean, if the numbers change here drastically, then all that can change and things start, you know, being under control. We can change them. If not, then we'll wait because that was the worst case. Well, no, it wasn't. Yesterday, I think actually on the news yesterday or day before, was the first time they came on saying that this thing could actually drag out till August. And I'm talking about the virus effects and some of the lockdowns in some places. See, now you're making me give out bad news. I was just doing a good news day. Anyway. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I won't make you do that. All right, well, let's just hope it happens with everything staying on track and the virus thing is hopefully under control within that time frame and everything can come together all at one time, I'm hoping. So we'll see what happens. All right, thank you for your information.
Right,
and have a good day. Have a good Easter.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hold on a second.
4-0.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Okay, so let me see here. Hezbollah brigades have come out against Qassami saying he's backed by USA and it's all lined up to have American influence. Hezbollah sanctioning billboards and refusal of Qassami saying he will have difficult tasks passing. So that just started today. He just sent it to me while we're on the phone right now. That's what's going on over there. But they're the only ones who are against him so far. That's the militia, the brigades. I mean, they're nobody. They don't even have a vote. They're just saying it probably to start something. But just so you guys are up to date on what's going on. All right, what's next?
This is 404 thanking you for doing the call, Tony and Ray. It's a relief to me, although I don't appreciate you bringing in the bad news before I come on. But that kind of leads into the one question that I was having, because certainly the message that the new prime minister designate, who, as Ray was saying, they are spelling his name so many different ways, it's like, how do you pronounce it? But it did seem that he was trying to reach all of the various objection points that various groups may have had against him. But the one thing that I was intrigued by was that it seemed like no sooner had it been verified that he was the new designated prime minister position, they were showing video clips of the demonstrators who were saying that they were in opposition to him, which then segues into wondering, could those have been Hezbollah sympathizers or Hezbollah members themselves who were the ones out demonstrating that these weren't the street demonstrators? Have your folks indicated anything along those lines, or are these just rabble rousers, or was it just file footage that was used? Because, I mean, if they had no sooner made that kind of announcement than they were showing that on TV.
Okay. Yeah, there were people in the streets demonstrating against him. People, citizens, because they feel he is Iranian, that he is part of Maliki. He is part of the corruption. Even though he's a spy chief, that's what they feel. He's always been associated with Maliki and Iran. So they figure this is really because Iran backed him, said they're going to support him as somebody they wanted. So the people don't want anybody that Iran wants, that Maliki wants, or anything else. So you knew they were going to come against him. We also knew that now, right now, during the virus, during the lockdown time, is the time for them to get away with it, at least forming a new government so they can operate. And that's what they're doing. They're getting away with it right now, as far as that goes. But we can also look at it and say, hey, the U.S. says they're okay with it because they said we can work with this guy. You know, one spy to another, cheats or whatever, and he's been working with the U.S. They're saying for years, because that's part of his job in intelligence. We got to work together. They're saying, all right, we'll work with him. We'll put, you know, the last guy in there as a one of the ministers. We'll have a voice. And I told you guys 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago that this could happen. And it's a matter of if it would happen, if the U.S. would say, okay, we'll give you this so the government can operate, we can move forward, and we'll use options to shut you down afterwards. Because now the budget passed, you have all these new laws and rules and things as far as the money, finance, everything else. And now, internationally and nationally, we can use that against you. It's going to take us a little bit longer, be a little bit harder, but we can still use that to shut it down and change the influence. So they've gotten to that point because it was going to get there at some point. Well, now they're saying, okay, we're not going to fight it. Kurdistan is not going to fight it. Sunni is not going to fight it. You Shiites, this is the guy I want, so you shouldn't fight it. So this is going to go through, or it should go through. Mention everything in place, and we'll just go with plan B. Since we couldn't force our guy in there, will come in the back door and do the things that we want to do. That means the people are still going to be upset, just like they are right now. That means that Hezbollah or they are still going to be upset because they think it's an American guy. The people think it's an Iranian guy. There's nothing any of them can do about it because they don't have a vote but be upset. But once the government happens, the reforms start getting approved and going through, the people are going to calm down because now they're getting something. They're getting food, they're getting water, they're getting money, they're getting their housing, and saying, okay, then we'll see what this guy does. You guys got to remember, all these promises that he's making, I'm going to change this and do that, and we're going to get done with the corruption. I mean, he has all the corruption files because he was intelligence. He knows who's corrupt. He knows what they're doing. But he's only going to be there for a year. So what is it you really expect to get done in 1 year as far as something that's been going on for the last 15 years? Is he the guy that's really going to clean it up? No, it's not going to happen. I don't care what they say. Now, can he implement all the other changes? Yes, just by implementing the budget, he can give people jobs. He can put money out there. He can have the oil flowing. He can start to change the country into more than just an oil-bearing country, by putting agreements in place with China, by letting all the investors come in, start building and rebuilding again. He can be the start of the change. He can't be the change. And everybody's figuring, okay, so let him do that. Let him open up that part. The people will be calmed down when it comes time to vote because they'll get the vote, and then we'll see what happens then, how much corruption is removed, because that's the next chance to remove it because he's not going to start arresting people and doing that when he's only going to be in power 1 year. We're not going to see any of that. I'm just being realistic. But they can start moving. If not, you know, it's sink or swim, and right now they're sinking. and they're sinking faster every month. So you got to stop that first, and then let's swim.
Very, very true. And it's nice to know the kind of the time frame of what that 30 days is. And I'd like to think that as one of the written questions with respect to the Ramadan, the fact that that starts the evening of the 23rd of this month, it sure would be nice that it be done before that, because Ramadan would be ending on the evening of Saturday, the 23rd of May. So it is like a month long thing. So let's get it done before Ramadan. And then 10 days from whenever they do it, we know that that's when the 10 TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to happen. And that will be a great, great opportunity there. And with that, again, Tony and Ray, thank you for doing the call so that I can, you know, walk down the street. I appreciate that every much. And
yeah.
Happy Easter to you and all in the TNT family. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Enjoy the
celery.
Hmm?
All right, since you brought it up, it's a good thing. Guys, we'll be able to do the TNT giveaway within the 10 days, and everybody should be a part of that. A guy asked me a good question yesterday. He said, Tony, how are you going to do the events if the RV happens? How are you going to put 2,000 people in a room? How are you going to put 10,000 people in Vegas if the event happens? And I said, because I'm not. Because I don't care, even if I wanted to, nobody's going to let me do that. We still have social distancing. We still have people who are going to be scared and concerned about being in a room with that many people if there's a virus still flying around in the air or in the country. And they said, well, we're going to have to bring everybody in and make them prove that they got tested first and they don't have the virus, or we won't let them in the building. And we were laughing about that, you know, because I said it. And then today Dr. Fauci comes out and says people are discussing making individuals walk around that lets anybody know, stop them, that they have been tested and they don't have the virus. They're seriously talking about that in D.C. right now, trying to determine if that's a way to put people back on the street, making us all get certified that we don't have the virus. So it was a joke. I'm thinking, hey, everybody do that to get in. This morning I wake up, and that's what they're talking about on the news. So I don't know what's going to happen with the events overall. I don't know if we're going to wake up one day and the coronavirus just disappeared and we're all not worried about it or not. So those kind of things are going to have to, you know, figure out after they announce the RV where we are with that, and if it's something that we can still do. If not, I don't know. I'll just have to figure it out. Okay, but since you brought up the 10-day thing, I just wanted to get that out the way. All right?
10 days from whenever you tell us it should be then, or 20 days or whatever. I'll just change my mantra on that and just wait for the direction. So appreciate it again. Thanks for all you do,
okay,
guys, and happy thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. All right.
208.
Good morning.
You are on. Hi there.
I'm curious about one thing. You know, since it's been over 10 years, how many of the people, the countries that we're going to RV, do you think are going to RV?
I think they all are. And you got to remember, it was being done in increments, not all on one day. So they still are all going to be involved in it because it's a global currency reset.
Now, do you think any of the countries will go ahead and RV if Iraq doesn't?
No. I mean, Iraq is the foundation, guys. Idea is built around Iraq. So, no, we will not RV unless Iraq RVs.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
All right,
thank
you, sir.
727, you are on.
All right. Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Well, thanks for asking. I think I'm a combination of super fantastic and fantabuluser to the nth degree. So I figure I take the best from both of you, and that's how I feel right now. So that's all good. I had an idea, Tony, when you're trying to think how to do this, maybe just, you know, a half a dozen of your closest friends, me included, and we could just meet at your house and do and have Ray fly in. Ray, you're not allergic to cigar smoke, I hope.
No, sir.
Oh, good man. Okay, good.
I don't hang around
so,
either.
And then we can... touche. Well, so much for a big 6-foot round table. We could be across from each other. But anyway, that was just something that popped into my head.
Okay.
Tony, you've got connections in the CBI, yes?
I do.
Okay. And I don't know if this is BS or not, but my brother listens to another call, and they were saying that we have now taken control of the
no.
CBI.
No.
All right.
And it doesn't even make sense. If somebody's going to tell you that Trump is taking control of the CBI and Trump is now leading every step of the way on how the RV process works and when it's going to happen, I started saying no. I mean, who does that even make sense to?
Okay.
Administration after administration hasn't done that. Nobody's done that. The CBI is of itself. We know things go on in back rooms. But what even makes somebody think that the president of the United States is going to go so intricately involved that he's going to direct the day-to-day operations in another country's treasury? Or exactly when, where, and how this is going to happen. He's always had the veto, which we've always used. They've always wanted things to happen, but it's still in the same hands. The U.S. still has the final say-so, so I'm not saying that. But to say he's going to pick out, I need you to do this, do this, do that, they're doing that. That's what this agreement here today is for, or putting this guy in place where everybody agrees so things can indeed go forward. That don't mean we're now running their country. If that was the case, then Iran wouldn't be there. If we can control their CBI, we could dictate, again, who goes in the parliament. We could dictate, you know, whether we keep those bases or not. We could dictate whether the militia is able to carry guns up and down the street or not, if we can control the whole country. But we obviously can't control every little thing that happens. We need their people in their government on our side working with us, which we feel like we have some people who want Iraq to be a sovereign nation who are doing that. Okay?
I had to mute his line.
That
he
makes
was
sense.
Making noise.
Okay.
All right, he's back.
Yeah, sorry about that. That makes sense. All right, so then actually after everything gets in place and you just have to let it go, yeah?
That's all I have to do. That people are, again, we talked about it, they put out certain things just to have something to say or make things look good, I think, or to give people hope, which is nothing wrong with hope, and I want that there. But right here, you know, I just got to deal with the reality of it and how things are really going together and the information and what makes not only good common sense, what makes business sense, what makes reality sense. So if Trump had took control of this yesterday or day before, why didn't he do it in January, December, or last April? Just say, okay, I'm taking control of it, and this is the day you're going to do it. Because that's impossible.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Good. I appreciate it. And
all right,
think,
sir.
About that little think about my round table idea. That might work. That way you could give me one of those Bentleys. We wouldn't have to search for parakeets. I'd be happy.
Let me ask you this, though.
Okay. So,
yes, sir.
Oh.
That information you said was from a friend of yours or your brother?
No, my brother asked me that, told me that.
Oh. Well, so you can change friends, but you can't change brothers. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's the old in-law outlaw stories, for sure. Okay. And Tony,
I was talking to one of our TNT members yesterday, and he's probably listening right now. And he told me how much he donates. He said, I donate, so I should be on the list somewhere, and that does increase my chances of getting one of those Bentleys, doesn't it? So, really? Is that what does it? Increase your chances of getting one of those Bentleys? So I should be considered for one of those Bentleys. Well, guys, the Bentleys, for one, we're going to go to all of the moderators that we've had over the years. I actually was to give them one, and then I wanted to offer some to people who were at the events. Just kind of a prize giveaway, something like that, just give away a Bentley was what I planned on doing with that. As far as the meeting, I told you guys we were going to do on our TNT day, I'm going to try and take the top 100 donators and put them together somewhere by themselves and do something special for those guys as a meeting, event, a party, or just talk about some of our future opportunities and investments together to separate those people. I don't know how yet, just for us to have a celebration, because I still want us to just have a celebration, some information, and more importantly, it was a chance for you guys to get to meet each other, people you've been talking to for 10, 15 years now, and for us to be in one place where you can finally come face to face. So that's the whole reasoning behind all of this, and we'll see what we can get together afterwards. All right?
Well, I don't know if this will take any pressure off you. I certainly don't expect a Bentley, and I figured the obligation I made to you earlier was I was going to show up with an Opus X cigar for you, and that was the agreement that I made. So I just hope that we things work out and we have a chance to share that cigar at some point in time.
All right.
That's my
expectation. So what you just told all of TNT is if you're the guy who wins the Bentley that day or gets it, you're going to give it away.
No, that's not what I said. I don't think. I'll have to listen to the call again.
Okay.
I thought I said I didn't expect to be the guy.
Okay.
If not, I stand corrected. Okay. Ooh, now I know what you mean about being misquoted. Woo.
Yeah.
All right. All right, sir. Take care.
You bet. Goodbye.
610 area code, you are on. It's G-Man.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And good morning, Tony. It's G-Man and
good
DA.
Afternoon, sir.
Hey, man,
good
how
afternoon,
you doing?
Ray. Hey, good afternoon, Tony. I'm doing super fantastic. And I'm going to keep it again on the short version today. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. And happy Easter to everyone. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Again, happy Easter. Make it a dynamite weekend.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Ray.
Okay, 972, you're on.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hello, fellas. Denny in Dallas. What are you doing?
All right,
Denny.
Man. How you doing?
How are you, sir?
It's a good Friday. I had a couple of questions. My daughter has been studying different systems and religions and Christianity for about 5 years. And she said, Daddy, there's this word here. It says Hosanna. What does that mean? So I was shooting from the hip, and I said, well, I think it's probably Hebrew. She said, no, it's not. So struck out one more time. It's just a good time to remember a lot of we grew up with. We're creating, expressing our pleasantries and all that.
Can you hear Danny okay?
No, he was cutting out. I don't hear him at all.
Okay,
now.
I want to make sure it wasn't me. Okay.
You still there, Danny? Okay.
How's that?
You must have some.
No better?
Oh, there we are. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I tell you what, I'm going to have to check my system here every time I get on, because I don't have much time between unmute and 972, you know? Anyway. It's a good day, Good Friday. We're supposed to be congregating here in a couple of days on Easter, and that's not going to happen, but that's the sign of our times, I suppose. My daughter has been interested in religious things, spiritual things, Christian things for about 25 years, and she asked me the other day, Daddy, what does Hosanna mean? And I was shooting from the hip. I said, well, I think it's probably Hebrew. Said, no, it's not. It's Greek. And then she began to tell me some of those things. It's nice to be taught by your daughter, especially when she knows more than you. So that was a good. It was a good thing. I checked oil prices today. As you mentioned, the market is closed. Back on the third of the month, it was $28 and like 15 cents, something like that. Right now, it's less than 23. But thank you for the information that they did come to some kind of conclusion. I don't see any details, and usually you can look at some futures and stuff, but I don't see any futures that are exposed right now. Do you have anything that indicates some volume to go along with the other good news you had?
Yeah, there's an article out saying how much each one of them agreed to reduce. And that's why I tell you that Russia is going to do a million or 1.5 million a day. They were supposed to do 3 million a month, but it says 1.5 million. The U.S. is going to reduce by 250,000 per day. And, I forgot how much Russia agreed to reduce theirs. But
well, that's
all
right. I'm just thinking about the accumulation of those values.
It's supposed to be down a total of, I think, 13% for this month and then 23% for the month of May, if I can remember it right. And
yeah.
Then it's supposed to go through the end of the year.
to drive the prices up is the agreement.
All right. Well, that's good news. I appreciate you putting that back together. We're still paying less than $1.35 now here locally, so I'm enjoying that. I wish I had a holding tank I could put some of this in, but with what you've said so far, with the politics that are going on there, it looks like they have got to come to some conclusions, and they have the capacity to do that. So I'm tickled as I can be about that part of it. It's time to go buy some more currencies if we can find it.
Okay. The G20 is meeting today. So even though they came to an agreement yesterday, everything should be finalized. And we'll probably see it over the weekend if we don't see it on Monday. Okay?
Well, that's good news. Appreciate it, fellas. Take care.
Okay,
all right,
take care.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
408 area code. You're on.
Yeah.
408. Okay. 843 area code. You're on. Wonder what that was about. 843. Let's get you in. 843-729. Okay. 907. Let's try you.
Okay.
You're on.
Ron up here in the last. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, well, I let most stuff slide right by, particularly the political stuff, but misinformation is a little bit hard to do, and Tony mentioned that Utah was stopping people at the borders. They aren't. What they are doing, though, is a text message. When you cross that border, a text message shows up on your phone, and you have 3 hours to fill in a questionnaire, and then if you get stopped and don't have that done, then I don't know the consequences from there, but I was just barely on before this call, I was just barely on the phone with my son down in Salt Lake, and he keeps real close tabs on that because of his job. And so that was the information.
Okay.
So,
the article that I read, what I saw from the governor of Utah this morning, it's on the internet, it said they were stopping them and asking them those questions. Where you are, how long you're going to be here, what's your purpose for being here in Utah? Now, that was yesterday. You're saying, and they said they had stopped 6,500 cars coming across the border already. So that's what I read and watched them on the internet say. So you're saying they're not doing that. Instead, they're sending everybody who crosses the state line a text.
They're using like the Amber Alerting system to do it, kind of geofencing the border area as they come across. Then they've got 3 hours to fill in that form. I don't know where they get the form or what, if it's they do it electronically or what, but they got that much time. And then if they get stopped, then they get asked all those questions, I guess, and everything, and I don't know what happens from there. But my son, he's pretty close to that because he works for DoorDash as a regional manager type situation, and he's pretty close to that on all that.
Okay,
well, anyway,
that's good.
We can agree to disagree or whatever. Misinformation gets put out there a lot, and on the news, there was one that item, and then I let it be. But on the news, I saw, the administration knew in November it come as a briefing, and then a little bit later in that same, I think it was ABC News or NBC News, in that same broadcast, they come by and says, disregard that last one. They didn't know in November. That
That was not correct.
Okay, so let me tell you, this is no different, and we can say that, than any other country. Somebody put something out, somebody else put something out. It's probably worse between Fox and CNN. But, guys, for months, not this month, not for this week, we've been hearing that China notified the U.S. in November and December what they were going through. Our intel guy came out and said that they were notified in November, and nobody took it serious. And that's okay, because, you know, shit happens. But it's not like we just found out about it last month. We had yesterday, California start interviewing people because they think we had it in November and December when everybody was getting sick. And everybody just kept saying it was the flu. And the flu was going to bail. It's a bad strain of the flu. Well, now they want to start testing people because they say they think it was coronavirus. Back then, and we were actually the first ones to get it. Not New York, but it came through California and went the other way. So there's a lot of information, like everything else, that's going to come out, going to be identified, as he said, and we'll just go with it. I really don't care when it started, who knew, who didn't. We're here now. We're actually worse than all the other countries who had it before us now. But what all I'm looking for is, what day does it end? So hopefully we can go back to life of some sort.
Yeah, well, I hope we can get back to. Now, speaking of what you just said, I went through real bad about everything not long ago. Now, the only thing I didn't have was a high fever. For me, I ran a low fever low temperature most of the time, but I was running a lot higher than normal. And so my son was questioning me because my daughter-in-law, which we didn't have any connection at all, we haven't seen each other personally for a long time, but she was going through the same thing as I was at the same time, and now her doctor is pretty darn sure that she had it. But the Alaska hadn't had a lot of testing yet. They're still doing it. But it's getting more out to the native population and so forth, because they have had some die, you know. And so they're kind of running a lot of stuff out to the native villages now and stuff like that up here. But yes, in looking back, I'd love to get tested for antibodies to see if I actually had it, and my daughter-in-law, for that matter, who lives 40 miles away from me almost. But, we haven't had any contact. But, yeah, I think you're right. Possibility a lot of people actually had it and survived it because maybe they were immune system a lot better. Maybe they took their vitamins. I don't know. I'm 80 years old, so I'm still around, though.
Well, I'm glad you're still here. I want you to follow directions. Stay in the house. Be safe. Because I want you to be here anyway. But if you've been here this long, you should be here when this thing happens. So take care of yourself. All right?
Hopefully I will. And I'm supposed to get married and can't get a marriage license even because things are shut down. And my bride-to-be.
Oh, you're that guy. You're that guy.
Yeah, I'm that guy. 85-year-old
married a 65-year-old? Is that what you're doing?
80-year-old marrying a 68-year-old.
Okay, you're still robbing the cradle any way you look at it.
Well,
and more importantly than that, at 80 years old, I think you would have learned something in life, but you obviously didn't.
I survived one marriage. That only lasted, let's see, what was it, 53 years before she passed away.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Last time I called, I have not been with my fiance for 4 years or 5 years, whatever it's put on call notes. It's actually, I was saying that my wife passed away 4 or 5 years ago, but I've only known this lady that I'm going to marry about 10 months now.
Okay.
But anyway,
you've known her for 10 months and you're getting married already? Okay, listen. Don't answer the question.
Do
me a favor. Don't let her listen to this call.
Okay. All right. You take care, sir.
Okay,
well, all right, thanks.
All right, we've got to move on.
Day.
All righty, take care.
All right,
care.
You too.
All right, sir.
That's
Let's
it?
Wrap this
one up. Okay.
Yeah, we weren't going to go long
all
today.
Right,
it's Friday. We got to get out and do nothing.
Good Friday. Good news. I don't know about you guys, but the sun is shining here today. It's going to be 70-something degrees. So, 72, then 79 on Sunday, 78. I don't know. It's trying to be springtime. So let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's Good Friday. Hopefully I gave you some good news because there was a lot of good news for today. That, again, we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. We now can see the end of the tunnel and know where we're going to. And hopefully when we get there, it's everything we've been waiting for, because I think it is. So 3 out of our 4 things that we were looking for are concluding. All is done. Again, Prime Minister is getting ready to be done one way or the other in the next 30 days. And then the budget will soon follow so we can see all of this. I don't think it's all going to happen in April, but I do see it all happening in May. So I do see us coming to the end of it. If it's at the exact time that the virus comes to an end under control, would be perfect. The banks open up, people go back. And fortunately for you guys and us, and I know it's not going to sound like it, but it is, we are so, so lucky this didn't happen 2 years ago, the RV, or 5 years ago. And all of us had all this money that just got caught up in this downward spiral, and we would have probably lost it all, if not a majority of it, going through this crisis and different investments into everything. When the market crashed and people lost their jobs and businesses are closing, we could have been involved in a lot of that if we would have had this money 5 years ago, 4 years ago, or 2 years ago. So look at the good side of it. Coming out of the worst economic recession we've seen in 20, 40 years, because that's what we're going to be doing, we are going to be the rich. We are going to have a brand new slate with a whole bunch of money to even make our wildest dreams come true if we're dreaming right, but more importantly, if we're planning right. Because now's the time to be planning and looking at what's going to be happening at the end of May, first part of June, and what you're going to be able to do with all this money. A lot of people want to create jobs. Build businesses, opportunities. And that chance is just enhanced 100 times for you to be able to do that and actually help people. So the timing's going to be right. Let's plan on doing the right thing. All right, Ray, take it away.
Okay, that's going to do it for us for this Easter weekend. Good Friday. Enjoy Good Friday to the best of your ability. And, we will, Monday won't be a holiday. Easter is Sunday, so we will be back Monday on our regularly scheduled call. If anything exciting happens between now and then, we won't hesitate to update you and keep you aware. So in the meantime, in between time, keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe
conference recording, press 1. To return to this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Good Friday and happy Easter to you. We're out of here.